Hello, everyone. Welcome to Verbal Mileage. We're back.
Did you miss us?
We are your co-hosts. I am Yonit.
Co-host? That's new. It's usually we are your hosts.
We are your hosts.
That's and fine. It
was, here's it was my fine. Co-host. Oh, I'm your primary host, and here's my co-host.
And I'm Aliza.
Okay, guys, we have a special treat. Okay, that got really pitchy. I'm going to have to cut it. Welcome back. Wait. My favorite divorce lawyer and yours, because that's what I said last time. Ami Zukowski.
Woo, Ami.
Hello, great to be back.
Thank you for coming. Any thoughts, any fears, or...
I'm so happy we didn't scare you away from last
desires
last
from
time.
The... By the way, we heard from the Milers, and they wanted you back, just
yes.
So you know.
I'm really happy about that. I'm touched. I was really trying last time not to, you know, step on any toes.
I see.
I was really...
we're going to go right into it.
Yeah, right into it. Just go on.
I was really conscious of that. And so I was like a little bit subdued because I know when you're doing like audio, you don't want to step on someone's toes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I was holding it back a little bit.
And yeah. I have to say that came across.
We know that you thought that. We know. And even Ami knows that you thought
yeah. So
I'm just going to lay it all out there.
Yeah. A friend of mine, I don't know if they're considered a friend of the podcast or not. You guys can weigh in on that, but... They texted shortly afterwards.
Oh, yeah. She's friend of the pod.
Yeah, she's a good friend of the pod.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, yes.
I don't know where you guys put the levels. I'm not going to step on any toes when
there's
it comes
no
to
levels.
That.
Good friend. But great friend. Yes.
Pretty soon afterwards, she sent a text saying, hey, nice job, everyone.
She sent it to the three of us.
She sent it to all three of us. Yeah. All three of us were on the chat.
But I thought she was sending it to me and Aliza.
Right.
Right. That's
Yonit
the beauty of it.
It was just to you two. And that is when Yonit was like, yeah, but I fucking hate that guy's guts. No.
But
Yonit,
almost. Not what I said.
Yonit said he was very good.
Yeah.
She was positive first, but then said low energy.
Ooh. And so, immediately the friend who texted
us
texted me like, oh shoot, does Yonit not realize
I remember in the that chat? I was like in my bathroom doing 1,000 things. I saw that thing. I tend to talk to text a lot and I just like casually looked at it and then I made this comment like, oh yeah, he was really great, but it was like low energy. And then when I actually looked at it, I was like, oh boy.
So I didn't see it until later. So I had not seen that you had written that.
Oh, really?
I didn't see until after.
Because I feel like I immediately was like, oh, sorry, I didn't realize you were on this text chain.
Right. If you look at the timestamp, which I've...
Did you bring the receipts?
I don't have it with me, but I printed it out and I framed it.
No, don't look for it.
It's on my wall at home.
Okay. Your wall of shame.
I told Frankie about it later and she was like, oh my God. And I was like, I actually loved it. Because number one...
Oh no, was she mad at me?
No, that's not Frankie's
fault. Oh, that's a yes, that's a yes.
No. I would tell you, Frankie.
Was she like, she was like, oh my God, I'm salted. Or like, was it like...
Let me just tell you.
Okay.
The person who is the least a fan of me on earth is Frankie. Like, she does not think I'm funny. She doesn't think any of it. She doesn't enjoy the act. None of it. She just...
Well, she's probably just tired of you.
No, she's got to enjoy the trolling on WhatsApp. Those people deserve it.
No, she doesn't enjoy anything.
Oh, my God. I have what to say about that, but go on.
So then I told Frankie, I was like, no, this is great. First of all, I have one up on Yonit for like the rest of time.
Yes, true.
And I'm scared.
Yes, it's amazing.
And number two, I was like, I get it. I was overly afraid of stepping on toes and I dialed it down.
So were you self-aware of that then, I guess?
I was self-aware of it in the moment. I didn't want to come in.
Self-conscious.
And like, be a like bull in a china shop and like wreck your podcast. And everyone be like, oh, Ami, the patriarchy, you're trying to take over, blah, blah, blah.
The patriarchy.
So I didn't want that.
I'm worried. We burned our bras before we came here, yeah, so we're
maybe
okay.
I did a little bit too much, so yeah, whatever. I was low energy, but I'm not tonight.
Yeah.
I've got my Coke Zero.
You got your Coca-Cola.
I'm ready.
I'm looking at your Coke Zero, and I'm like salivating. I'm so jealous.
Well, no, I'm tired. I want to go Betty Bye after this.
All
right. I'm 1 foot into Betty Bye right now.
I'm very impressed by your early bedtime. You said on a podcast you get like 7 to 8 hours.
No. That's the goal.
Yeah. Oh. What's the reality?
Six.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, so I think I'm a sixer also.
Yeah, so I'm just garbage people like everyone else.
Yes.
Okay. Just fine.
How many hours of sleep do you get?
Six.
Yeah. I think most adults get six.
Yeah.
Right?
Because the reality is for me to get like actually 8 or 9, I could have no downtime while my children after my children go to sleep.
That's the part I don't get. When people are like, yes, I get 8 hours of sleep.
Right. So you just put your children to bed, go to sleep, wake up in the morning and start again.
And do it all again. No. Yeah, that's horrible.
It's like when you have an infant and they say go to sleep with your kid.
No, I never do. Right. I was like, I'm doing Netflix.
Yeah.
While my baby is sleeping.
Wait. Before you get to your life. No, we just need to talk about for the first time in forever, Cleveland was actually on the map today.
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland was the place to be. We had a solar eclipse. It was... Cleveland is never the place to be. And we were the place to be.
For the first time since the Republican National Convention, Cleveland was the place
to be. We were the place to be. And the eclipse was really cool.
It was very cool, I have to say.
I did panic that I burned my retina.
I still feel like I'm not seeing right out of my right eye.
Just your right eye? Did you only look with your right eye?
I don't know what I looked with, but definitely righty is not, you know.
Are you seeing spots?
It's not even spots. It's almost like dimmer.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
That could be.
It might be the contact.
At least you're not saving it for another eclipse.
No. Right. Because that's it. We'll be dead.
We'll be dead.
You're done, yeah.
Right. I know. We're talking about that with our kids. Somewhere. The funny thing, Emma's like, I might be alive at the next eclipse.
I'm like, I don't think so. No, isn't it like hundreds of years for the next total eclipse?
Like here. But
here. Right, we could travel.
You can fly
here
somewhere.
Here it's 70 years, I think. We looked it up. Okay. Like 2095.
I didn't want to say that, but I was thinking that to my children. Like, you're going to tell your children one day because this is it for you. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And Saba and Tafta barely made it. You know?
Just a great family dinner conversation
I didn't, but that is what I was thinking.
But it was very cool. It was a cool
experience.
I was
good. I didn't look at the sun. I used the glasses.
You don't want to peek just once. Even just once?
What am I peeking at?
I don't know, just like...
Hold on, it's not that I wanted to peek. I feel like there was like a moment where I was like, where are we? And I kind of like forgot or like... I stared directly at it. I think like I'm a little worried it was like above. So like I made my children these paper plate things so that they wouldn't look above or below. Yeah. Yeah, they didn't wear them. But above... Gigi did. But like so that they can't look around the glasses. Mm. And I feel like I needed a paper plate so that I couldn't look in above and around the glasses.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But it was cool.
It was.
And I loved it. Okay. What?
Nothing. Go. Go. Get right into it, Yoni.
You know, you just need to let me be me.
I am. Go.
All right. I want to... Don't... You're looking at me so skeptically.
I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at your nose ring. Go on.
Yes!
That's for Elisa.
Yes. Thank you, Ami. You are dismissed. That is it. We're good.
It's nice knowing you. No,
listen. Just because you're jealous doesn't mean you got to knock it.
Wait till she plays with it and she picks at it.
You pull it off more than most people.
Thank you so much.
Some people really.
Wait, Ami, we're taking a big turn here. Wait, can we go back to making fun of it?
Listen, no.
I mean, why? It is kind of like the solar eclipse in that you can't look at it.
Yep. And you also can't look directly
at
it.
But like, don't look directly at it, right?
Yeah. Maybe I've just known you the longest of all the people I know with a nose ring, so it's just like blending in.
I feel like Yoni was the first, and then people...
There's no way. That's hilarious.
Like, I never spoke to people with nose rings.
You know that I got this? Well, I got this in Ithaca, New York, where I was the last. Oh. It's like everyone there is like full body tattoos.
But I do feel like recently I've noticed more people around
like in the
here.
Jewish community.
Yes, getting that.
This was my 30th birthday present to myself.
Yeah. What would you do if I showed up one day with a nose ring after all?
Make fun of you because you can't make fun of me and then do that.
I would never get one.
What are you going to do for 40?
I don't know. Nipple ring. Just kidding. For 40, I'm going to go. Yeah, take a swig. For 40, I'm going to go on vacation without my children.
I thought maybe you would go like septum. Is that what that's
called?
Oh, the bull one? Ew, I hate that.
By the way,
so gross.
I have to say, and this is probably like really hypocritical, I actually think any other face jewelry is disgusting. Eyebrow, the cheek,
the dimple one, lip, is so weird.
The nasal septum, the one in between the eyes. Like the one here, like the
I've never seen that.
I don't know.
I watched a television show recently where one of the stars had studs in their cheeks.
Ew, I hate that.
Like
how
they create a dimple.
It's gross.
It's disgusting.
Didn't like that.
Oh, True Detective.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was True Detective. And then I have a client now who has a tongue ring.
But
just like,
and they play with it. It's disgusting.
It's gross.
Well, how am I supposed to look away? Like the whole time, I just like zoom in more and
but
more.
But what happens, Yoni, when you have a cold, like a really bad cold?
I love how everyone asks that. It does not make a difference.
Why? When you're blowing your nose and you're rubbing with
tissue? Well, I'm also going to point out that what I have is a ring. It's a circular one. So? What do you call these? So I feel like with the studs, it was like more inclined because they like they have like a point to them, so you can press it and it might like poke you on the other side, or like it'll things get stuck. But because mine is circular, it really doesn't matter. Because it just lays flat. See?
Can you take it out if you want? Yeah. Have you ever taken it out?
I take it all the time.
No, you don't.
Like before.
That's a wild accusation.
I've never seen you without it.
Right, because I don't go because I'll lose it, but I can take it out. Yeah. Do you want me to take it out right now?
No.
Okay. Do your kids ever grab it? Like
them? No.
Yes.
They're babies. By the way, like they're just used to it. So like I've been around, let's say my nieces and nephews, and they're like, "Why do you have a nose ring?" My kids have never asked. They're just like, "I've always had it."
I'm not saying about ask, but like, Eden never goes like yank.
No.
What about when they were babies?
No.
I guess only my kids are assholes.
And you know it's funny because you don't have a lot of like earrings. You don't even have two. You just have one. And
I just have the one.
Yeah.
I'm
wait. You've asymmetrical earrings?
No, don't say that. You're not classy. I'm a nose ring.
I have one on each side as opposed to several up my ear.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I kept it classy.
I have two. Is that not classy?
It's less classy.
Oh, you have a nose ring.
The Mormons won't do more than one.
Mormons definitely won't do nose rings.
Probably not. Yeah. Right.
Okay. So you know what? Us will fit in with the
Here's
Mormon
a
community.
Secret. In my youth, I had a belly ring too. But that one came out when I was pregnant with Yoav. Yeah.
And that's it?
That's when I could pull off a belly ring.
So you're getting it re-pierced for 40? Is that 40?
No. That one dies.
Between me and Frankie?
Yeah.
No piercing.
No piercing?
At all? Wait, Frankie doesn't have her ears pierced?
Doesn't even have
her ears. What about your kids?
Does Aiden?
So this is what happened.
Okay.
Frankie's mom has her ears pierced, and then Frankie's sister, older sister, got her ears pierced. But at some time between Frankie's sister getting her ears pierced, Frankie's mom discovered that, oh my gosh, it is unhygienic and you will get like some sort of a disease from it and you will die.
Wow. Really?
That should give you a little bit of insight into my life. So Frankie never got her ears pierced at the time when people get mm-hmm. their ears pierced. Yeah. And it just never happened. And now it's kind of like a, you know, it's like, I'm not going to do that, whatever.
What?
At each of our nieces, it was like, oh, maybe you'll get your ears pierced with the niece. And then when it got to
The niece, that's cute.
Yeah. Okay. Never materialized. And then, like, I've been pushing my kids
to get it?
Yeah. Oh. I was just like, just do it. Because if it doesn't happen now, it's never going to happen. Right. Whatever. Like, I'm not, like, really pushing it. Whenever it comes up, I'm like, you should do this.
Don't be like your mother.
Yeah.
Right.
But hasn't happened.
Wait, Frankie should go with the girls, and they should all do it together.
Listen, you're preaching to the choir.
Can I tell you something?
Would that be?
My mother would not let me get my ears pierced. Would you like to know when I did it? In 11th grade, I went to a program in Israel for the summer.
Classic.
Got it pierced there. Came back with pierced ears.
Classic, yeah.
What was the fallout from that?
No fallout, because my family doesn't talk about anything. Very passive aggressive.
But did she ever see that you had your ears pierced?
Of course.
And it was just never discussed?
No.
Does your mother have her ears pierced?
By the way, same with the belly ring. Benign neglect. The only one who ever mentioned anything was my brother. When I would drink, he'd put his hand there as though the water was going to spill out of my belly button. That was the extent.
It's a funny brother.
That's yes. Stupid that was, older brother.
That was the extent of the acknowledgement. Yeah.
Are the children, are your, like you and your siblings, are you guys passive aggressive?
Well, my oldest brother is aggressive aggressive.
Okay.
And I would say my middle brother is just passive. So, but not aggressive.
And
like
no
he's
sister.
Middle, he's the middle sibling. No, I'm the youngest. He likes to just keep it nice. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not what middle siblings do.
Well, not yours, but I feel like traditionally.
No.
Typically the middle is the peacekeeper.
Yeah, the peacekeeper.
What? But the middle's also the crazy one.
No, just yours.
No, yours is also.
No.
No, youngest.
I'm the crazy one.
No, your middle child is also your crazy one.
Oh, that's correct. But I'm saying in my family, I'm the crazy one. The middle brother is the peacekeeper. But my crazy child.
Oh, I'm the peacekeeper. Hold on. My
crazy child, though, also, by the way, is also the sweetest.
So is mine.
You know what I mean?
But I don't know that she's the peace. No one keeps peace in my house. There's no peace happening.
But here's the thing. With my daughter, I ask her regularly because she'll see me like putting stuff in and I'll say, do you want to get your ears pierced? And she'll say, no, not yet. So like I just ask her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go and do it.
I think you should just like take them all to the mall and get Frankie and the girls ears pierced together.
Then they can all clean them together.
How cute.
I recommend it. Frankie has no interest. Aiden, I think, has no interest combined with fear.
Yeah.
Romy, there's a chance.
Yeah, Romy will. She's spunky.
Is she your wild card?
Oh, yeah. She is our psychopath.
Wait, you were just saying, sorry, we got cut off, but you were just saying that she doesn't wear jewelry. And your conundrum with this is that you have nothing to give your children.
Oh, no. No, this is what happened.
Frankie dies, the girls get nothing.
You relayed that story improperly. I said Frankie doesn't really wear any jewelry aside from her engagement ring and wedding band.
Right.
And Aliza said, lucky you. Implying that
he doesn't have to buy her.
And I said, oh, but yes, it does create an issue in that, you know, there if other people enjoy jewelry, there is nothing to pass on.
But here's a question. Have you gotten jewelry passed on to you?
No, actually.
Right. Is this a common? Is this a common thing?
Really? I'm waiting for it.
Mom, no.
Hurry up.
Is this a thing? I don't know what my mother has. And actually, last week, I didn't even tell you this. I went shooting with Alex.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why didn't you invite me? I'm supposed to come with you.
You were busy with the spring event or whatever. Oh. We went with another couple.
Which was lovely.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's funny. I'll chastise you about seating later.
Oh. I was not in charge of seating.
That's what they all say.
I was not in charge of
seating. Wait, did you not have fun?
I had a great time.
Okay.
And I also, I spoke with the ambassador. I was roommates with
his
son.
You were roommates with his son. He took a selfie with you.
He took a selfie with me.
Okay. And he did remember you or no?
He did. Here's a
My brother, because Avi was with you. Avi was like asking the ambassador, can we take a selfie? And then the ambassador's like, wait, I want to take a selfie. Like the ambassador wanted to take a selfie with you to send to his son.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
In all seriousness.
Are you looking at me only?
No. Well, yes. Okay. Because like Ami has met this person. I'm just curious because you love to take pictures. You love to document every. Are you a big picture taker? Like every time someone farts in the share household, they need to take a photo of it.
Well, I wouldn't.
Ellie doesn't fart.
I know. It's just an album.
But Ellie doesn't fart. So
that's true. So he's not in any of the pictures.
Really?
But
I'm still waiting.
Wow. I wish I was.
Ellie doesn't fart.
No. How do you know you're in love if you don't fart around someone?
That is a good
That's point. How Alex and I knew we were serious. First road trip. That's it.
Wait, what's your question?
What are you going to do with that picture?
Well, it's funny because so the person who was taking the pictures at the event just sent me, I showed it to you.
Yes.
The picture of us with the ambassador.
Right. Nothing. And now what?
Okay, you know what pisses me off though?
You print it out and you hang it on your wall.
That's what I'm wondering what though.
Okay, but you know what pisses me
it's
off?
It's like going to the zoo and taking pictures of the bear.
But you know
you're
what?
You're not
going
to use that picture of the bear.
I hate people who don't take pictures and then think that they're better than everyone else for not taking pictures. Like today at the eclipse, we were all taking pictures.
Taking this way too far.
No, because you're so holier than thou about
it. Wait, I took the one perfect picture. I took the picture.
First of all, I took.
Yes, and I took the picture of my kids in front of the eclipse.
The whole time she's like, Why do you need to document this? Can't you just remember it? Just remember it.
Because everyone's posing, staring at the sun. You could do that any day.
You
could reenact that picture
any
day.
You're the Grinch of picture taking. It's annoying. And you know what? We will print it. And I'm going to make a photo book.
You're going to print it?
Yes.
I'd love to see that photo book. Could you bring it over, please?
Yes, I will.
I'll make you banana bread. And we'll
do you not take pictures of your kids?
Actually, exclusively. It's funny because like...
She doesn't care about us. Just
one of the teachers asked... for like a picture of Alex and I together, and I was like, we don't have a single one. It's like always with the kids or one of us with the kids, but Alex and I together, very rare.
What about like if you and Alex go out together, do you ever take pictures of the other?
By the way, that doesn't happen. Oh no, you know what's a good example? We just went to Mexico together. I took one picture purely to maybe send it to someone just to be like, ha, I'm in Mexico, I'm looking right at you.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I think you did send it.
So there was one picture, and then literally, like when we were leaving, I was like, Alex, we didn't take another picture.
We don't think about it. Want to take a picture of it?
But I mean, you don't strike me as a picture taker.
I'm not a big picture.
Like you and Frankie don't strike me as like we're like, guys, JJ's almost on that. Like I'm psycho. Like
Frankie's good at that. Frankie's good at like getting pictures of our kids.
Right.
Right.
But and I'm.
Did you take any pictures?
You like to stop a party to take a picture. So does Ellie. Do you remember, there was a snow...
But this sounds very, like, accusatory. Like,
there was a snow thing earlier this year, okay? Right, but hold on. There was a snow day earlier this year. It was a bitter cold day. Just trying to paint the picture. It was bitter cold. We came over to the Shares, and they were playing. And honestly, it was cold, and Ellie was all suited up, and he was out there making a snow person.
It was very lovely and cute.
Because I don't know if it was a man or a woman.
Did you just say snow person?
Yes.
What?
The snow person's pronouns are they and them.
Jew. Anyway.
Do you know how to tell the difference between a snowman and a snowman?
He was making a snow Jew. But anyway, so he was out there making a snow Jew with the kids, my kids included. And then they were like, let's take a picture. And he was like adamant. And my daughter kept wanting to pose with the snow person. And he was adamant that she get out of the picture so that they could document this lovely family event. He's sitting there going to my four-year-old, Eden, move. Like, Eden, get out of the picture. Like, that's a little extreme. And by the way, it doesn't document the day. Because my daughter
was... Eden was in, like, every picture. That's not true. I don't think he, like, really was like, Eden, move.
Repeatedly. Repeatedly.
I am a big fan.
And I was like, Ed and sweetie, you're ruining their good time and their family picture.
I like impromptu pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that.
Mm-hmm.
In a situation like that, I agree with Ellie. Get the kid who's not part of the family
Thank
out
you.
Of there.
You should have done your job and be like, Ed, they're taking a family picture.
First
Come
of all,
out.
I did do that. But
no,
she
you
re-
didn't.
Yes, I...
No, you didn't.
Why are you acting so disgusted? I did do that. But also, like, she's four and she was proud of the snow person and she likes to be in pictures.
Do you know how you tell the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman?
Their genitals.
Snowballs.
Right. There you go. Did but, you make that up on the fly?
No, that's a joke.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. So we I should was just right. Take
Next time Yona will tell you that.
I was right. It's their genitals.
They're snowballs.
Wait, are we going to get to my very serious
yes,
topic?
But right. Hold on. First, you were telling us about shooting.
That's it.
Wait, what it?
I'm just saying I went shooting, so don't come steal my diamonds. I know how to use my gun.
Oh, okay. Go.
I wanted to serious. Listen. Actually, I do want to get serious for a second. All right. This has been 6 months since October. I wear mine too. October 7th. We have to get a bracelet for
me. We have to get a bracelet for me.
No you know, jewelry.
By the way, you know, right. You know what's interesting is all weekend, because I worked 4 days straight, I was wearing my Jewish star necklace with the Israel.
Do you not always wear it?
I mean, I don't, first of all, it's hard to put it on and off every day because I work out almost every day and I don't want to sweat. No, because it's like plated gold. It'll ruin it. So I try, so no.
Gold and diamonds.
Yes. Well, no, like plated gold, you understand. It's cheap.
Plated gold and diamonds.
So no, I don't, I mean, if I remember to, I will. Am I wearing it now? No, I forgot. But anyway, I made a point to wear the little yellow hostage ribbon. No one asked me.
Where did you get that ribbon?
4 days at the event.
At the dinner.
Which was lovely.
Were you waiting for that?
Yes, I was.
Ami, we're going to have to talk off the record.
All right, off the record.
I want to know.
No one said anything that I thought was like a shock. Like, I'm wearing a ribbon.
But they don't know. People who aren't Jewish don't know what that
but
ribbon is.
But wouldn't they at least say, hey, what's that ribbon about?
No.
Really?
No.
All right.
No.
Look at it this way.
Well, fuck me.
Also, is... Okay, whatever. Isn't the yellow ribbon cancer also?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought it was.
I don't support cancer.
So I feel like people don't know what it is. Like, they don't know exactly what it's for.
Interesting. Yeah, maybe we're just very insular. I don't know.
I think we are.
All right, but I do want to talk about microaggressions towards Jews, because I think it gets thrown out towards others. And there's been a lot of talk this year. Sorry, I know this is like very, we try not to get like political or anything like that, about like Jews, are we white? Are we a minority? That whole conversation. Mm-hmm. And I think like most of us are feeling like with the current, you know, environment, no, we are not white, you know. Yes, we are the minority, whatever. And I feel like what commonly comes up, I listen to a lot of other podcasts, sorry, but I do.
You cheated on.
And a lot of them are by like like Hollywood actors and pretty liberal people. And they will often like make jokes about how Jews run Hollywood, for instance.
Do they still?
Yeah.
Are they Jewish?
No.
Really? You can name names.
Justin Long.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he not Jewish?
No, he's Catholic like or something. Yeah, he grew up Catholic, like pretty strict.
Really?
Justin Long, he does it a lot with his brother.
Is his brother Jewish?
Dax Shepard.
Really? They're all making these comments?
And the thing is that they are very, very careful when they talk about like other politically correct things. But it has become normal in the zeitgeist to say these things.
Yeah.
And I realized after a while, like, we just take it lying down, but that's a fucking microaggression. Because it's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's dangerous to just say, like, Jews have money.
Well, that's like...
Because guess what? Not all Jews have money. Jews run Hollywood. I don't run Hollywood. Jews run the banks. Like, come on. Like, these are things that, like...
That one might be true.
I know. I realized it the second I said it. No. No, but...
Well, I have some feelings on this also. Yeah. If I yes, could just, you know,
yeah.
raise the energy a little bit. I'm going to digress to something
I would you love said for you first. To raise the
are
energy.
Are Jews white? And right. here is what it is. No. Mm-hmm. Jews are not white. Jews have never been white. The first time anyone said that Jews were white was when being white was a negative thing. So until there was negativity associated with being white, Jews were not white. But as soon as it is a negative, it is a it that is when Jews were called white.
Okay. When was that? Uh-oh.
2020.
Right.
But the, I just think it's interesting that these things are just like are allowed to let slide.
Well, and there's that a total double kind of like standard.
It's we're
like,
supposed well, to not say anything.
I would also say or that's even, not a microaggression.
By the
that
way,
is a macroaggression.
No, but yeah. even comedy, you're allowed to be a non-Jewish comedian who jokes about Jews, who jokes about the Holocaust, anything from nose size to penis size, whatever, all those jokes about Jews, you're allowed to be a non That they have small penises.
I was gonna say I haven't heard the penis jokes.
I sure
is
have.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Yes. Wait, Between Two Ferns, Paul Rudd.
Am I not oh. Jewish?
Paul Rudd.
Nice
and
there, Ami.
Wait, who does Between Two Ferns? What's his name?
Zach Galifianakis.
Zach Galifianakis.
Yes.
Not Jewish.
And he has a joke that's like, and Paul Rudd is Jewish, by the way. Did what? You know that?
Yeah.
All right. So
also incredibly good looking.
Everybody knows it, and he doesn't age. And also, he's British. Did you know that?
What?
His mother
no,
is British.
No, he's not.
Kansas yeah. City.
He's not.
His mother is
that
British.
That doesn't make him British.
By lineage.
Okay. Not by accent.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you friends with Paul Rudd?
Yes. Me and Paul go way back.
Well, then how come I haven't met him?
All right. Keep going. Yeah.
All right.
You haven't seen her picture with him?
Anywho, wait, I lost my train of thought. Oh, he has this joke about, like, what happens if a Jew with a full erection runs into a pole? He hurts his nose.
I think that's a nose comment. And
yeah, not the penis comment.
But both.
But, you know, there's just this...
Full erection and the nose. Okay. But I'm saying, same idea, right?
No, it's there's kind just of a
like,
double...
It's like taking these cartoons from, like... Sorry, I know I cut you off. From, like, World War II, and it's, like, these caricatures of Jews with the big noses. That's still around. People talk about it like it's normal. And that's a fucking... Maybe it's a macroaggression, but it's treated like a microaggression, right. where we're not supposed to say anything. And I feel like if everyone else is allowed to yell about the microaggressions, like, I'm fucking sick of it.
You know, I used to ask myself when I would see those cartoons... You know, oh, they drew this Jew. It's terribly stereotypical. He has this giant nose. And I would always ask myself, where's the penis? But now I get it. It's not there because it's a small
penis. I love how you always ask yourself that.
Every single
time. Do you do that in every cartoon? Like you're reading Winnie the Pooh and you're like, where is the penis?
Every image I ever see, that is what I'm reading.
You look at your daughter, Donald Duck, where is the penis?
Why no pants?
Yes.
Winnie the Pooh also doesn't wear pants.
He doesn't. And where's the penis?
And where's the penis?
Yeah.
I know.
Who else doesn't wear pants?
Is it official that Winnie the Pooh is a boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sounds like, oh, bother. That's a boy's voice.
Is that a boy's voice?
I don't know. What
That's how it goes. Oh, bother. That's Winnie the Pooh. Google that right now. That was spot on. Do you feel like Winnie the Pooh is here
this
right now?
This does haunt my dreams.
Yeah. I would say this is more Winnie the Pooh. Oh, bother.
No.
Yes, that's pretty good.
That's Eeyore.
No.
Eeyore is like a gravelly old man voice. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty good.
I love a good Eeyore.
Wait, I was going to say, what annoys me is the double standard, especially like, what was that movie that just came out recently? Whatever, when they're casting actors to play, like, to play Jews. Like, you would never cast someone who wasn't Muslim to play a Muslim.
And, or you can no longer cast a straight person to play gay.
Correct, ever.
But you are allowed to cast a gay person to play straight.
You are allowed, say it again?
You can't cast a straight person to play
gay.
Yes,
but you can cast,
a gay person to play straight.
But, like, for Jews, I feel like it's so rare that they even cast a Jewish person to play a Jew. But you could never do that for anyone else. But for Jews, it's okay. You could cast... Well, who was it? And they made his nose bigger for that movie?
Oh.
Bradley Cooper.
That was his movie, though.
Yes.
Okay.
So I don't fucking care if it was his movie.
But there's more. More examples. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yes.
Richard Brosnahan.
Yes. That annoys me so much, that
Tony
show.
Tony Shalhoub.
That.
played an excellent Jew. Yes. Lebanese, not correct. Jewish.
He's not also Jewish.
No. The yes. mom was Jewish.
I thought he was Jewish.
Yes, that annoyed me.
Jewish?
He's also Jewish, yeah. right?
He's
yes.
Jewish. Where else does it happen? Did you guys ever see the show Transparent?
No.
It involves a Jewish family.
No, yeah.
With like three kids. I think only one of the three was Jewish. The mom was Jewish and the dad was Jewish, but like, you know,
yeah.
two-thirds of the children were not.
And you right. would never do that for any other race, religion. You would not.
And the funny thing is actually, like, I don't really care about it per se.
Correct. But they care. So.
But I, yes, what I think the microaggression there is, once again, is that, like, I'm supposed to be okay with not caring about it. It's like, it's, you know, like, we are the ones who are left out from this. Like, we have to be okay with it when every other group gets to stand up and scream.
Right.
Yes. I am personally not offended by it. I actually thought it was kind of ridiculous. There was one, I don't know if you guys know about what the show BoJack Horseman is.
Yes, I do.
So it's an animated show on Netflix.
You wouldn't like it.
I would or wouldn't?
No.
Okay.
And I think there's a character who was Vietnamese on it. Keep in mind, this is animated.
Okay.
And the voice was actually voiced by a Jewish woman.
Okay.
And she, at a certain point, said, oh, I can't.
That happened on Big Mouth, too. There was a white actress who was playing the black character, and she left the show.
It was a Jewish actress. I think Jenny Slate yes. was the actress, yes. and she's Jewish.
Yeah.
And Alison Brie also, who was the voice of this Vietnamese woman, also said, like, oh, no, I don't feel right. comfortable doing that. But, you know.
Right.
Do you also, like, just eat content? Do you watch tons of TV
nom,
movies?
Nom, nom, nom,
that's
the sound of me watching content.
I'm very
content.
Selective. Like, I okay. hear a lot of the things that Yonit watches, and they're trash.
I watch BoJack Horseman.
What's so trash
never,
that you
I
watch?
Never finished that.
No, me neither, because I think it ran its course. Do you watch Big Mouth? Now that I've said Big Mouth?
It's another one. I'm well behind.
What are these shows? Are these Netflix?
They're both animated.
Animated on
Why
Netflix.
Do you watch animated shows?
No, because they're amazing. Yeah, you should watch Big Mouth. You that guys would like Big Mouth, okay. yeah.
If I finish a show,
I mean, BoJack
really?
Horseman is about a horse.
Man.
I'm out. Man. Right. He's an actor. It's played by, what's his name?
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett.
Thanks. Oh.
Not Jewish.
What
not
was Jewish. That sound you just made?
That's the sound of Will Arnett. That's spot on. He's got like an uber gravelly voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, does he? Yeah,
he's Job in Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Okay.
Illusions.
Right. Yes. Right. Okay.
But yes, I agree with you. Totally crazy.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That's actually all I have on microaggressions. I was just feeling really pent up about it and angry, yeah. and I wanted to talk to some other Jews about it. And I am curious if other people have had examples about this. But I think part of this is that, like, you know, if I'm gay right now in the hospital, I wear a lot of, like, gay paraphernalia. You just know. I'm sorry. I mean, maybe this is not true for everybody, but, like, there's a lot of pride stuff. Again, I don't mind. It's not like I have a problem with this, you know, or whatever. And I don't know. I guess I just feel like I'm ready to be, like, I was always a loud, proud Jew, but I feel like these things were come up where, like, the unwritten rule was that, you know, we're Jews, we're just supposed to be quiet about it. Maybe because, as a whole, the Jewish people are fairly successful. Thank God. Do you have anything to say about that?
You sound a lot like Dax Shepard.
No, I really wanted to write him. But now I feel like I'm
I
just going
to
be...
I used to like him, and now I don't know that I
no,
do.
No, I think it's that they just... The perspective isn't there.
Right, I know. They just think it's okay.
And they think it's funny, and it's allowed to be funny.
Go so. Teach them a lesson.
I know, I've wanted
they
to.
Really they really need a lesson. Lessons.
They
yeah.
probably
I
also,
do love to teach lessons.
They probably also have a lot of Jewish colleagues who make those jokes
So that's
also.
True.
Could be, yeah.
But to that, I would push back, and I would say, well... There are people who mock their own community all the time that you wouldn't feel comfortable mocking their community.
Correct. Right. And also, I do think, like, the making a joke. Okay, so this came up the other day. I have a bunch of... So I also want to talk about, like, funny thing, like, talking about Judaism with your coworkers. So maybe we can do that. But I... So I was, like, talking about this with my coworkers, and she said, oh, I went to Boston once, and I saw there was just a sign that said, like, Jewish lawyer. And she was like, can you only go to Jewish lawyers? And I was like, that's hilarious. Also, the fact that someone would put up a sign that says Jewish lawyer. I'm like, maybe it's like a remnant from like the 1920s and only Jews would want to go see that lawyer or something. But it's just like, I was like, it made me laugh so hard because I was like, no, I don't know anyone who's like passing out cards and is like, hello, I'm a Jew. But then I was like, but then usually their names end with ski. Goldman, you know, Steen. They give it away.
Have you seen the Curb Your Enthusiasm that's about this?
Oh, that, yeah, that he didn't, he thought he was a Jewish lawyer, yes, but he's not,
yes,
Jewish.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, we just watched the finale. It was really good.
Oh, I haven't Don't seen it.
I'm not going to ruin it.
I think I'm too behind, actually.
Okay, I'm not going to
ruin it. Num, num, num.
Oh, my God. Look who's consuming all the content now.
No, Curb, like, how do you not, we watch every Sunday.
Let me guess. This is how consumption of content works for me. If Frankie watches it with me,
yes, it's slower.
I'll move through it quicker.
Oh no, ours because, is slower. Because
like, my one time to watch TV is her one time to watch TV, so we got to sync up and watch it together. If it's like a just me TV,
it can never happen. So I fold the laundry, cook the dinner, watch I'm watching TV. So if it's just by me, I'm like nom 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 nom. You do this better.
Nom nom nom.
But Ellie though, it's like he's never available. But Sunday night. So we've been going through Curb.
Wait, wait, wait. So you're saying you only watch TV if it's with Frankie?
It's not the only time I watch TV. Like, if I'm watching TV while I'm doing something like washing the dishes, packing lunches, et cetera, I can't turn on something that I really want to enjoy and savor.
Correct. Right. Certainly nothing with subtitles.
Well, everything definitely not anything with subtitles.
Though I do watch everything with subtitles. Correct.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's true.
But
does Frankie also? Because it's annoying when I watch with Ellie, he hates subtitles.
Really?
I need the subtitles.
We only watch TV together, so yes, she's only watching with subtitles.
Okay.
But I'm watching like trashy shoot 'em up movies.
Okay.
You know, that's my equivalent of all the garbage that your meat watches.
How do you wind down then if you're not going to sit down and like watch a show? It's the end of the night.
Well, with Frankie. That's what he's saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Every night ends with
a show.
We're watching.
Do you have the same taste in shows?
So we have to like thread a needle. We got to really like
find. I know. Same with me and Ellie.
There are some things that Frankie watches without me. Like it does happen.
Yes.
And so she'll work through her shows. What does she watch? She watched The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yes, I've heard of it. Is it good?
I think I started it.
No, it was like, I think I watched one or two and then I.
Right now I'm in the morning show.
It wasn't. Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, that's an Apple. Yeah. I don't pay for Apple TV.
We don't pay for Apple
either. I steal someone's Apple TV. You very generously let me steal it.
So just to on this topic now, mm-hmm. Sorry, I recently got locked out of my family's Netflix.
Yes, they're doing that.
Yeah, they're doing that. So
they're
had to get our own.
Down,
yeah.
And I'm going to have to get my own.
Yeah.
So I've not had Netflix for like 2.5 months now.
Oh, no.
And it's been
liberating.
Just, just get Netflix on me.
No, I need to.
Wait, finish this then. Has it been liberating or difficult?
It's been difficult.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Netflix has become TV.
Yes.
Netflix is like
everything
where you go
is
and
on
nothing
Netflix.
Else.
Correct.
Just
right.
Or Hulu, actually. I really like Hulu.
No, but
Hulu
all of those
good,
have.
But their navigation sucks. Just everyone else hasn't figured out how to lay it down. Maybe it's because Netflix was the first one, so I just associate navigation with
I feel
Netflix.
Like Netflix is the one that everyone has, right. And then some people have Hulu, some people have HBO, some people have Apple, but everyone has Netflix.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It's true.
Say it again, Yoni.
It's not like I always disagree with you.
But you very rarely say, you're right.
Okay. Well, that was the initial with the DVDs and everything.
Say it again? What'd you say?
The DVDs. How Netflix started.
Oh, yes.
I remember signing up when I was at YU as an undergrad.
Oh, really?
Roommate with the ambassador's son?
No, we were roommates in Israel. His son went to Columbia. Come on.
Oh, sorry. sorry.
And then getting the DVDs like in the dorm. It's like, oh my gosh. It's like Blockbuster. But in the
Blockbuster. Do you remember Blockbuster? I kind of miss that.
I liked Blockbuster.
Me too. Every Saturday night, go with friends.
Well, I don't know. Except Blockbuster was also a source of fear for me because I was the youngest. So, like, I knew that I was going to go in, but it was not going to go my way.
Well, we each picked a movie.
No, that's not how it went. Here's what would happen. We would pick a movie, and then my dad would pick, like, Das Boot for the 40th time. The Boat in German.
And then you would all have to watch that?
I don't know what he did with it. Put it on and then fall asleep and then we all have to clear out? I don't know. Welcome to my childhood.
Yikes. Nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Wait, I want to hear, you said you had some
gripes. I feel like we're not going to get to this other thing. I would love to hear some petty gripes.
Yeah, I think we need some petty gripes.
You want to hear some petty gripes?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to preface this by saying these are really petty.
Okay.
And
we love it.
Pettier the better.
Yes.
They're going to sound like they are going after my wife, but it could be after anyone.
By the way, this is interesting.
We love you, Frankie.
I know. This is interesting because most of our aggression is geared towards husbands. Correct. So this is a real turn this for
verbal
language.
Yeah, and I don't know that...
Yeah, but this is going to be even worse because these are so petty that you guys are going to be like, we would never even judge Alex and Ellie for doing this.
We're already on Frankie's side.
I'm going to start with one.
Okay.
So Frankie and I, when we go to Mitchell's, we share an ice cream.
Yes, me and Ellie do too.
You do?
Yes.
What are you, children?
I mean, it's a taster's trio. I mean, we're not
You're in a taster's trio. Alex and I will get a junior scoop.
We
each of you get a
You
junior.
Share a junior scoop? Yeah, we each get a junior scoop.
Okay. And what do you two get?
You share a junior scoop?
Because Ellie never fucking wants ice cream. He's so annoying.
So you get it, and just to make you feel better, you're sharing?
He takes like two spoonfuls, so I say that we're sharing it.
Okay. And when you guys share, are you sharing a spoon or just the ice cream?
Just the ice cream. We have our own spoons.
Lord, I hope you're not sharing a spoon.
Are you sharing a spoon?
We're sharing a spoon.
Use two fucking spoons.
Your spoon goes back and forth?
This brings me to my first petty gripe. We share a spoon.
Okay. Why?
Which I think is totally normal and romantic.
No, why?
Why are you being romantic?
It's Mitchell's can afford to give you another spoon.
It's not like...
You paid $12 for that ice cream.
You know what? Some of us are trying to preserve the environment for our children, Aliza.
Oh.
We had a shit on Mother Earth.
Well, I'm going to tell you something personal about me. When we started dating, Alex and I, and occasionally you're like, oh, let's split something. I very quickly realized that that is not safe with Alex.
That he's spoken about Alex.
Have I? That he will eat it quickly. He will not notice how much I've had. He will take large spoonfuls. So we do not share anymore.
Well, I have a lot to say on sharing food.
Okay, but so what's the gripe here?
The gripe is this, and I feel very unheard and unsupported right now because I got shit on for sharing a spoon with my wife.
Already, is that your doing?
Already, that's very
weird. No, it's just like, oh, we got an ice cream. They put one spoon. We share a spoon.
You asked
for
a spoon.
You guys walk. Wait, you walk up to the thing. You're like, taster's trio, one spoon. By the way, you know the thing is like one shake, two straws.
Yeah.
You're going wildly beyond nature to have the one spoon.
First of all, people in the Zukowski family do not get to order milkshakes at Mitchell's.
Why?
It's an abuse.
Yeah.
I know.
We like very rarely, very rarely allow milkshakes or the root beer float. That's like a special occasion.
Yoav will order that sometimes. There's like six scoops of ice cream.
Or the giant waffle cone. That's like a real... Right. You get a junior scoop.
You get one junior
scoop. Yeah, sometimes we do the two. The sometimes if they really want two flavors, we'll do the two.
My children have never behaved well enough to earn the junior scoop. But back to my gripe. So we share a spoon... And I get very bothered when Frankie will...
Look at him getting bothered.
Oh, does she leave some on the spoon?
She leaves some on the spoon.
Yeah.
You got to clear the spoon.
You do got to clear the spoon.
So that's
No, but it's your fault for sharing a spoon.
I know. What do you, like, share a toothbrush? What is happening here?
I'm trying to think if she and I have ever shared a toothbrush.
Like, by accident, it's probably happened.
Well, for sure happened by accident. By
the way, if, like, we've one of us forgot it on vacation, we'll share a toothbrush.
Really? Yeah. I cannot imagine Ellie agreeing to that.
Ellie will never forget. It's usually me forgetting.
Right.
I ask him. He's grossed out. I do it anyway. He doesn't really agree.
That brings me to another petty gripe that I have that's not on my list, but if you pack your own toiletries for a trip, pack your partner's toiletries.
Why? No, fuck that. I'm packing my children also.
I always pack Alex's toiletries.
You just said Ellie would never forget his toothbrush.
Yeah. Right.
When he packs his toothbrush, he should pack yours.
Oh, yes. Ellie should.
Yes.
But I'm not packing it.
Who's ever in the bathroom packing the toiletries? Which honestly will be me because it's not like Alex is going to remember to bring my shaver. So like I'm the one doing the packing.
We pack our own toiletries.
And I'm just saying the basics. I'm not saying he has to remember your shaver or that Frankie has to remember.
If you see it out, you should grab it for your spouse.
Right. Yes. Like,
if you see that it's left out.
If you're going for 3 days, bring six flossers.
Right.
Grab both of the toothbrushes. Grab both of the deodorants that are next to each other.
I concur. I'm usually the one responsible for packing the toiletries, and I pack for
We usually
for
both pack of us.
We do also, but I'm just saying, I've forgotten my toothbrush and Frankie has hers,
but
I'm
in conclusion,
like,
but get a second spoon.
And it does grow. No, but I agree.
By the way, that'll solve your problem immediately.
I make Ellie clear the spoon. If we do ever share a spoon,
I
make him clear the spoon.
Oh, so you do share
a spoon. No. We're not psycho. No, if I'm ever like stealing from him or something.
Right.
And
gotta clear the spoon.
You gotta clear the spoon.
Yes,
you
gotta. Bit.
No.
You gotta clear.
100%. That's gross. Yeah. That's backwash. That's ice cream backwash.
It's the equivalent of taking someone's drink and then leaving like that last little sip.
Oh, it's like fizzy. It's mostly mucus. Yeah.
Mucus.
Saliva.
What's going on with Alex's
drink?
Oh my god.
Saliva. It's saliva backwash, that last bit.
You said mucus.
I work with snotty children. It's
more continuation on my petty gripes. So clear the spoon. Here's another one. This one is really niche.
These are quite petty, but
I know. I love you. It.
Keep going. Keep These going. Are deep. We are here petty. For it, Ami. We're here
well,
for
obviously
it.
Obviously not, because you shattered me for the spoon. The next one is if someone is washing their hands, not washing their hands for cleanliness, but like washing their hands so that they can eat bread.
Oh, if your custom is to wash your hands for bread.
Yes.
Yes.
I hate when people wash their hands and then leave some water in the cup.
Uh-huh.
I don't want
No, you're supposed to dump it.
I don't want your backwash water.
Are you,
I'm not even saying halakhically. Do you keep, I'm not talking
Do you keep
about
the
that.
Water on
is there
for the next person?
Hold on. Is there a halakha about that?
I don't know. But you made it sound like that.
No, you should dump it. I'm saying like if I finish washing, there's a little bit, I always dump.
Yeah, you dump it.
And then sometimes I'll refill for the next person.
Yeah, do you leave it filling for the next person?
No, but I will dump out my own. That's my own water at this point.
What
I'm not.
You haven't touched it.
I use all of my own.
Wait, you don't like when there's a little left? Who cares? They haven't touched it. It hasn't touched their hands.
I'm not saying you have to like wring it out and dry it. I'm just
saying, I agree with it. It's the same thing.
I want all fresh water. I want new water.
It is fresh. It hasn't touched their hands.
I actually agree with you because if I walk up to a washing cup and there's just a little bit left, I will dump before I refill.
You realize that it has not touched a person.
It doesn't matter. It's someone else's.
What?
I don't want their unused washing.
Yeah, I don't want it.
It's unused.
No.
Unused and untouched. You're wasting water. Talk about the environment.
But it's theirs and I want mine.
I want mine.
Yeah.
And
no.
I'm going to fill up the cup.
I'm going to stand my ground against
I'm
the two
on
of you.
Ami's side with
no,
this
you're
one.
You're wrong. That's okay. Crazy.
I like
you're
that
wasting
we've been,
water.
We've been split. Let's see where
this
last one
Let's
goes.
Let's see the last one. It'll be
Ready
a tiebreaker.
Here's another one. But I feel like we're all going to be on the same side.
Okay.
I don't know. That spoon, the one really threw us.
Yeah.
Who does the dishes in everyone's house?
The dishwasher.
Me.
And also me. But yeah. The dishwasher.
I mean, I have a dishwasher.
No,
too.
No, yeah. No.
When dishes need to be washed, it's me.
The lengths that we will go to not wash
same,
a dish.
Same.
Like,
do you guys have two?
We have two.
Oh, we don't have two. Okay, we have one.
No. Yeah, we will go to great lengths to not wash dishes.
In fact, Alex has once said to me, like, I'm about to do the unthinkable. And he was about to wash a dish.
Right. Well, Elias.
And then what happened? Man cold?
Yeah, basically. He had to lie in bed for 4 days.
So I'm the dishwasher in our family. Nothing bothers me more than when a dish hits my sink. Uh-huh. And no water is put into it. There's just a dry
no soaking. You're saying,
yeah. Sink. Like
oh, he'll take care of it.
I don't need you to fill it up to the top. I need you to add a little bit of water.
Well, so I guess my comparison to that is someone leaving like a full bowl of cereal.
Oh, I hate
or
that.
Or like
so
a
much.
Full bowl of oatmeal.
Yes, dump it's it like, out in the
yes.
garbage.
And now it's just been sitting
yes,
there.
And it's gross
all
I mean,
day.
That's not a petty gripe. That is like.
Yeah.
The macroest well, macro or, yeah. ever.
I mean, or even like a tea bag in a cup.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Dump it out.
Like the because your assumption is that I'm just gonna take care of it. And I don't like that.
But do you know what I also hate? When people dump it out in the sink and then they leave all the grossness in the sink. Yeah. I hate that also. Send
okay.
it down the drain.
I have a lot to say about
Well, hold on, but
saying.
That's hold on. That's my children though, and I would say at least they're bringing the bowl and dumping the thing. If it's
when
Alex,
children,
it's a different
it's okay.
thing. Right.
I hate when my children use a straw in a drink that they're drinking.
And it ends up in the sink?
And it's a disposable straw.
Yes.
And they put the disposable straw in the sink. Or if a plastic spoon or plastic fork ends up in the sink, it's like you couldn't do the minimum.
Yes.
You couldn't just get that
I didn't know where we were going with
into
this.
Into the garbage.
Yes.
So that's one thing.
It's better than them throwing out all my silverware, which is what they like to do.
That also happens.
Just right into the garbage.
It's not a problem I really have. My children
you don't
know
silverware.
That journey. They don't know where to get. If
it's all plastic in your house?
Talk
no,
about
I'm
the
saying
animal.
They don't know how to throw things away in the garbage.
Yes.
Like, it's on me.
Yes, it's so annoying. Just get them.
No, we've
the
made a point of, like, making them do that. Of, like, gearing them. This is the dairy. This is the meat. This is the garbage. Do your thing.
Do your kids put in the dishwasher?
No.
Yes, neither do mine. I'm like, why? Why can't they?
Well, I haven't asked them to, but also maybe because I'm a little anal about it and I'm afraid they're doing it wrong.
I'm not anal. I have to throw shit in there.
On this,
Ellie always unloads the dishwasher and then reloads it because I've loaded it wrong.
That feels like an Ellie thing.
Yes.
Ellie, I agree with you 100%.
You know?
As usual. No. I wouldn't trust my kids to put in the dishwasher.
No.
Frankie
Ellie doesn't even trust me. Yeah.
Frankie can't put in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
I like open it up. I'm like, all right, who's been eating my porridge? Like, I could tell someone has been there. It is not right.
But in terms of your water in the bowl thing, what is pisses me off.
The washing cup you're talking about?
No. Like when Ami hates when the bowl is left in the sink without
any
water.
Yeah.
Ellie will use this excuse all the time to not wash dishes. Oh, it needs to soak. It needs to soak. I'm like, fuck it. fucking wash it. Well, because it. It actually, need to
I
soak.
Saw
just
a meme on this
now.
Recently that, like, in every relationship, there's one person who soaks dishes and one person actually does
yes,
dishes.
Yes, Ellie soaks all the dishes. So I hate when I see that in the sink.
I am the exception that breaks that because
you, just go you for do it. Both.
Because I soak and I do the dishes, and Frankie doesn't soak and doesn't do the dishes.
Question for you: your dishwasher is dairy or meat?
Dairy.
Oh, interesting.
That's an interesting spin.
When we only had one, it
I
was meat.
Have, yeah, me too.
Meat is really consumed only on Shabbat in our house.
Yeah, but isn't that when the most dishes right. are? Like, I feel like on a daily basis, it's going to be a few bowls in like coffee cups.
How much do we want to get into your Shabbat episode where I felt Ooh, equally yeah. attacked and supported?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I'll go into it.
I like that.
I am very impressed by people who are able to host for Shabbos all the time. I'm so impressed by this because typically Shabbat is planned in my house as such. Frankie, can you believe it is Thursday night and we have not planned anything for Shabbat? What are we eating? Do you even have time to cook it tomorrow? Oh my God. So when people have like plans, I am so impressed.
But you know why? Because in this community, if you're not, if you don't have plans by Sunday, you're, no one's inviting
That's it.
You.
You're done. You're alone.
Well, and then you got to make it for yourself.
Someone invited us 2 weeks in advance. Once. Yeah. And I'm not talking about
I've
the
done
special.
That. I've
Sometimes
done that also.
People will be like, I need to reserve this date for right. you because XYZ is happening.
Right.
But the like dual week advance, they ask me like, oh, are you available for Shabbos? Like, am I available for Shabbos? I'm not sure if I'm going to be alive in 2 weeks. Like,
no,
so
but you always say
happen.
Yes. Don't say yeah. no to the invitation.
Yeah, you never turned down an invitation. Did we, you say yes?
Obviously we said yes. Come on. But no, like Frankie and I, like really what I felt most attacked by in the episode was like, gosh, we really need to get our shit together because we cannot plan anything ever.
But that's, yeah. But that I learned that just from living in this community. Yeah. Where like, do you not find in this community, it's both a good and it's a plus and a negative. When we've talked about this, where like people be like, oh, what are you doing this Shabbat? Yeah. And it, when it's like nothing, it's like, oh. You know what I mean? Like,
we
like,
were not wanted.
The sadness
Nobody
for you
us.
That like no one had you over and it's like, oh.
What percentage of weeks are you guys out?
A lot. We're either out
you're
or
out,
hosting.
You're out and you host more than I do.
No, you host a lot also. We're either out or hosting most weeks. We well, literally don't know what to do
hold
with
on,
ourselves
this is
and
also
our children
complicated
when
because I do work at least one weekend on Shabbat. Mm. Yeah. So yeah. I don't know. That takes some of it.
And
but
we used to try to do the Thursday night invite. Obviously it doesn't work here. It's actually
here.
Worked once. I think it worked with your brother once.
Oh, really? That's surprising.
Yeah. He's hard usually, to get.
Yeah, he is hard to get.
He's like, for you?
Listen, whatever. You just got a sweet time.
But sometimes it feels like an invite. It's funny. Like, when I get invited on yeah. a Wednesday or Thursday night, I'm like, who dropped
Who
out?
Canceled on them?
Yes, exactly.
Mm. Who canceled? Someone canceled and they're filling
But it's
spot.
Not always true. I know that there are certain people who are like, this is when I plan is yes. on Wednesday.
Just
but...
know, if you get an invite from me on a Thursday night, you are not a replacement.
The estrogens dropped out and you're replacing them with us.
We literally discovered that Shabbat was in one night.
You're like, again?
Yeah.
This week too?
How did it come?
It's mostly because of my kids that like I feel the need to always be doing something Shabbat. That's so why.
But I'm you shouldn't feel insulted by us, by the way. It's the community. The community has done this.
Yes.
Wait, are you saying the school?
No,
just,
the,
when
no,
say
no.
Community. I don't know if they're talking about the school or the
Well,
community.
But just the people within. These are the people in our neighborhood, and they have convinced me that we have to be social on Shabbat.
Yes.
And they have my children convinced as well.
Right. And so my children literally don't know how to function if we don't have Shabbat plans and they don't have friends.
Another point. I'm very impressed by both of you, your children, because both of you have said your children really run the show in terms of like...
I don't know if that's impressive.
Like Tuesday or Wednesday,
yes.
they're like, where are we going?
Yes.
What are we doing?
Yes, they've been programmed.
Yes.
And I think my children are less aware of the time than me and Frank.
Oh, really?
They're like...
I'm jealous.
Oh, yeah. So can we watch TV now? It's like, it is Friday night. Turn it off. Don't you see the candles?
They do a little bit of that,
don't,
too.
Yeah. My kids, Shabbat morning,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
are like, can we watch TV? And I'm like, guys,
it's Shabbat.
It's Shabbat.
Yes, we have no. that, too.
Rumi is really... She's adjusting at this point.
It is. It's a hard adjustment when they realize that Shabbos is a thing
yeah,
and they can't watch TV. And then Sunday morning comes and it's like full on glory.
Oh, they
oh,
like
man.
Set their internal
yes.
clocks to 4 a.m. just to get up and watch a solid
watch
8 hours of TV.
I honestly think my kids probably would have rather watched TV than seen the solar eclipse today.
Oh,
maybe. Sure.
Like, Yona kept asking us, like, can I go on the iPad? I'm like, no.
We're watching a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
It's nature.
Your iPad will always be there.
Yes.
Was there more? What else were you insulted by?
With the
Shabbat?
Shabbat?
Yeah.
It was Ami who did call it our magnum opus.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
A lot of people said they felt seen. They felt seen.
Yes. Well, Ami said it right, I think.
What?
He felt supported and attacked.
Right.
At the same time. And we got, you know, quite a few what's texts funny is like, I still, is that me? Who are you talking right. about? Talking about me?
And I still have people. It's like if I get up to go now, they're like, oh, are you leaving early? Was yes. I not entertaining yes. enough for you?
Oh.
Maybe.
Am I overstaying my welcome?
Yes. Those were great points that you made.
Yeah.
I mean, it really has to do with the entertainment of the children.
It's, yes.
If you're, I even someone who I hate, if my children are being entertained,
yes.
oh, yeah,
children,
hang out.
I could sit with them forever.
Right, right, right. Correct. We'll be best friends.
It's all about the freaking kids.
Yeah. And then if you leave too soon.
Right. Then you're, first of all, you're never getting another invite.
No.
If yeah. you're in eat and leave, you're not getting another invite, because then what was this for even?
See, I feel less attacked by that because yeah. I always err on the side of, I always feel like I'm staying too long.
So do I. I also feel like that.
Me yeah. too. But it's hard. So it is honestly hard to yes. know. It's hard to know.
But it's entirely linked with my kids' entertainment. Right. So I'm going to stay over. Like, if my kids aren't fetching in my ear, I'm going to stay over.
Right. Well, presumably then, the other person's kids are not. It's a symbiotic relationship.
Yes,
right.
That's what I'm hoping for. So that was one thing you guys talked about. I loved your, you had some you had some potluck gripes. And uh-huh. I really,
yes.
so the I think the main.
Who goes to the main, yeah.
The main kind of does follow the. It shouldn't.
It should not follow the host. Is that what you were going to say? The host has to make the main?
I'm not saying it has to. I'm saying it is customarily done that way. Should we break that custom?
Yes,
probably.
We should.
So you know what? The next time I'm invited to a potluck, I'm going to make the main.
Look at us changing people's ways.
Oh, you're going to make the main. Good for you.
Good for you.
Step up.
I will make sure to invite you to a potluck then.
I also agree with you.
Oh.
Like there are some people who wait around to the end and they're like, yes, I will bring the cups.
Right, exactly. I know. I'll bring fruit. Keep your fruit. You know? I have fruit.
I don't know. I kind of like the people who bring fruit and salad. I see salad.
No, salad is different. Because salad is cumbersome.
Yes.
If anything, it's almost like the host should have the salad because it has so many parts to it, the salad.
Honestly, the host should almost have next to nothing because their house is getting, my house always gets trashed when I have people here. And you know that they're providing the paper goods and like.
So whenever we bring the salad, we always bring, and this is something that you talked about.
Yeah.
We bring the salad and then. We cut additional that we have in backup.
But see, that's very thoughtful.
Well, do you bring a bowl when you bring salad?
Ooh. We didn't talk about that, did we?
We did not talk about that.
You have to bring a bowl unless you know the person.
So here's the thing. Here's what has happened to me on numerous occasions.
Yeah.
They come, everything's in little plastic baggies. All I need is a bowl. Honey, if I had a bowl, I'd make the fucking salad.
I don't want to wash the
bowl. I'm like, I don't know that I have a bowl for you.
Yes.
I don't know that I have extra tongs. You said you'd bring salad. God damn it. Bring a bowl.
Bring a bowl.
You heard it here.
They don't bring a bowl.
I hate it. You come with all your little plastic baggies. I hate that. There's 10 plastic baggies. Bring a bowl.
I actually love you. Always show up with your salad pre-made in a bowl, and it's wonderful.
So we definitely bring it in baggies, but we do... I'm pretty sure we bring a bowl. Like, we are bringing a bowl.
Well, you're going to bring a bowl now.
Yeah, now you're going to bring a bowl. Now everyone is bringing a bowl.
I know.
Bring bowl.
I wonder if people who don't do that feel like they're getting away with something. I think there is something, too. I've traveled here. Here's the problem that I will say with this is that a salad's been dressed at the end of the day. Sometimes, like, at a potluck especially, you don't know, like, who gets the what. There's always, like the thing at the end of, like, oh, did you want to take this? But my kids would eat it, and should we divvy it up? There's, like, a little bit of bargaining on who gets what at the end of the night, right?
I love this.
Oh, here's the thing, though.
You know Gentiles never have this discussion.
Ever.
I know.
Ever. They don't even know what Jewish it is. Thing. It's so Jewish.
It's funny. For any non-Jewish listeners, they're going to be like, what are we talking about?
These Jews are divvying up the potluck?
I also love that you use the word Gentiles.
Exclusively.
That's a term my father likes to throw around.
I don't know that I've ever used it.
A man who's almost 80.
I don't know that I've ever used it.
Well, you know what's
Gentiles.
Funny? He called my LDS friend.
Jews and non-Jews.
He called my LDS friend a Gentile, and it really threw her off because she's like, no, you're the Gentile.
That's funny.
You know?
Oh, do they call non-LDS people Gentiles?
She was like so thrown off. She's like, I'm a Gentile.
That's funny.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But I think in the dictionary, Gentiles listed.
Well.
Two or three.
Right. Anyway. But this is the problem, right? Salad at the end of the day, it's going to be soggy. So what am I going to do? If I've used your bowl, you know what I mean? Like that salad's not coming home with me.
Yeah.
So now I've left you with a soggy salad and a bowl.
I happen to love soggy.
Vice versa, if I have a soggy salad in my bowl, am I even going to bring that back? You know what I mean? Salad is a conundrum.
That salad should be dumped right then at the end.
Should we just get rid of salad? I love salad.
Or it hangs on to like Suidashi sheet at least.
Right.
Sometimes I find myself at the end of the night just eating straight out of the bowl.
Taking, I leave it on my counter and I eat
bowl,
it. Yeah.
If you're taking that bowl.
It shouldn't have anything in it.
It shouldn't have anything in it.
Correct. But so then do you have to wash it, I guess, as the host? Do you have to wash the bowl?
I mean, I feel like that's what ends up happening.
I always end up washing their bowl. And I don't even wash my own bowl.
I actually have 2 containers in my kitchen right now that don't belong to me.
Really?
That's just sitting there. They're washed, but I have to like give them back to people.
I know, and then they're returning it. I hate to be that house where people's things never get back to them.
Yeah. So now we're doing something conflicting. That means we should provide the bowl?
I don't know. I know, because I don't know.
The host should make the salad.
Okay, last time we were together, we talked about if someone gives you...
for the meal train.
Meal train. Uh-huh. If they give you any dishes that are delivered in the meal train...
Yes, but that meal train is different than a meal.
I understand that. I think we need to start the tradition. Present. You take the dirty bowl with you.
Okay. How?
No, you don't wash it. Yeah.
Put the bowl in a plastic bag. And that's it. Put it, you know, wherever.
And they have to wash it. That comes with making the salad.
You made the salad, you wash it.
And that's all you have to do.
Oh, you're saying you take the dirty bowl with you.
And then if you leave that bowl there to be washed there, that's fine. There's a 5% chance you may never see that bowl again.
5%? It's 50-50.
There's a 75%
chance. There's a 75% chance. And by the way, there's like a 95% chance that you're never seeing that bowl again.
Guys, don't bring your favorite bowl to Yoni.
No.
You'll never see it again.
Yes, or mine. Exactly.
I actually hate washing dishes. Maybe I'll put it in the dishwasher.
I mean, honestly, to your point, I think I actually feel like we've talked about this, but like for years and years and years, oh, I'm scared if you even move that. I think it's fine. For years and years and years, we, no, you're good. For years and years and years, we were renting and stuff like that. And so like I didn't really know. First of all, it wasn't until I moved here to like a couple of people were like, oh yeah, you can just run that dishwasher hot. Like heathens. I always grew up around like Lubavitch. Like you could not do anything to kosher a dishwasher. But whatever.
Yeah, same. That's how I grew up.
So anyway, but like when we finally moved into this house, we bought this and this is our house. I was like, these are my dishwashers. It was owned by kosher people before this. To be honest, I don't know which was meat and which was dairy. But whatever. I ran it hot and I've determined that these are my dishwashers and whatever.
Did you get a new dishwasher at some point?
Yeah.
I just got new dishwashers. Yeah, that's
true. Hey, everyone out, safe to eat in her house.
Well, the dishes are old. But anyway.
Okay, so still don't eat it.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, I really made it a point. Like when we got that, I was like, I shall never, as God is my witness, I will never wash a dish again. I know.
That's Ellie. Like hates washing dishes. Everything goes in
the only thing that we wash regularly is like the Kiddush cup. Because that can't go into the dishwasher.
Really? Kind of Kiddush cup.
Mine can't.
The silver, what you use silver.
I don't know what it is.
Does
silver
not go in?
I don't. Do you put yours in? Can we put them in the dish?
Mine isn't totally. No, mine isn't silver. Mine has some kind of, I don't know.
Ours is silver. Can we put it in the dishwasher?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow. Really?
I wouldn't know.
Is it sterling silver or plated?
I feel like you could juggle it.
Juggle?
Yeah, you should give it a juggle.
That's not a word. I like it, though.
Do you want to hear my last petty gripe?
Yes. Oh, you have another one?
Podcasts that are under 45 minutes.
Really?
We always try to keep up. By the way, we are very self-conscious about it when our podcast goes, because we're over an hour right now. We get very self-conscious when our podcast goes like above 40, 45. Like we're like, it's too long.
Really?
Yeah. So first of all.
Oh, wow.
I don't know that everyone's going to agree with you.
I feel like you're about to lay down some hard facts.
Yeah.
Here's hard facts.
Okay.
People who are listening to Verbal Mileage. If you're not listening to this podcast at above one speed, then you're burning time on your life.
Wait, seriously? Wait, what? You turn us, you make us faster?
All my podcasts are listened to at 1.3.
Really? No.
Permanent setting on
that
my
That bothers
phone.
Me. Sometimes my podcasts get like turned up and I hate it.
Yeah, I don't
I'm like
that.
Why is everyone in such a damn hurry?
Yeah.
Oh no, that's how.
My laugh must sound insane.
Oh yeah, it
must
be like,
insane.
On mine you sound maybe
Would you say
insane.
She has a jaunty laugh? It's jaunty.
It's like at 1.3 your laugh sounds like a giggle.
It's a giggle. Someone who was not at the Jerusalems today texted me, I can hear your laugh across the yard.
Oh, really?
I'm like, oh God.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, that's not a compliment.
They said cute
you
laugh.
You thought it was a compliment?
They said cute laugh.
Oh, you felt cute. Did it make you feel like small? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just a little girl. I giggle.
At 1.3, it's very small. But you should be listening to your podcast at 1.3 at the very least.
All right. I don't
so
do that. And I listen to a lot of podcasts.
That will, like, bring... You could be listening to even more.
Perhaps, yeah.
So, I mean...
So it makes it... Yeah, you're saying
so
it cuts it
down. Sometimes
when
I listen to yours and it's like...
20 minutes 30, long then, yeah.
Yeah, 20 minutes long. I'm like...
Why did I even spend time on this?
Did you guys not have anything happen this
So, okay, I have a comment about what you said. So I'm a podcast person. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I happen to agree with you. I have some podcasts I listen to regularly that are like news snippets, and they're only 10 minutes, and I'm like, I wish it was a little bit longer. A lot of people who listen to our podcast are not podcast listeners.
Right.
They listen because it's us.
Well,
because
we've
and they don't want it to be long because they're not podcast listeners. Right. So to be honest, like, I hear what they're saying, but that's just not how podcasts work.
Well, because we've gotten into things. Because I'm like, Yonit, we need to keep it 30 minutes or less. Right. And you're like, no, we don't. Like, you're like, right. I listen to podcasts and they're longer. And I'm like, I don't know.
I have some podcasts that go on for like 2 hours. Yeah. You do what you want. It's your podcast. But who's telling us what to do?
People who are telling you they want a shorter podcast, like, you guys record once a week at most.
Yeah.
So, like, are they not driving to work like 5 days that week?
I know a lot of people tell us that they listen while they're cooking.
Right, it's a Friday listen.
Oh, they're only cooking like for half an hour the whole week?
Yeah, I
don't
know. I
think they're just sick of us after cooking.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the people who have said we love how short it is are just listening to be nice.
Have we gotten a lot of those?
No,
they love
you have.
I've gotten a couple, not a lot.
No, I've gotten none.
Oh, yeah. So should we be making it longer?
Yeah, we do what we want.
Okay. We should be making it longer with me?
Only if it's interesting.
Are you sad when it ends and you're like, I wish it was longer?
Yes.
Like hanging out with friends.
Your episode about Shabbat, I could have listened to for another hour.
All right. Is there anything else that we need to add tonight?
That we need to add?
Yeah. Have you had another good experience here at Rome?
Were you done with your petty gripes?
I got all my petty gripes out. Okay. Yeah, all the petty gripes
out.
I feel
like I enjoyed your petty gripes on me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They weren't that petty. Maybe again, we're just always petty.
I know.
As with every...
You're like, they're as petty can get. And it's like, this is exactly what
I mean,
do.
Well, it was petty in the sense that, like, we really went at you about that spoon.
Yeah.
I mean you're on the rung there.
Yeah, you just need 2 spoons.
No one's like, 1 straw, 2 milkshakes, you know? You get a 2nd straw.
Especially if you're having issues with cleaning the spoon. Then you just, obviously, right. You just get a 2nd spoon.
I feel like
spoon.
It'd be good for your marriage if you just got a 2nd spoon.
Yeah, just get a... Does and Frankie
you,
not want to
You know what? More? You don't care about the environment.
It's not a... It's
Maybe
just...
you should bring a spoon. Just like pull a spoon out of your pocket. Bring a spoon from home.
Or just get a 2nd spoon at Mitchell's.
I mean, you guys act like keep we're a spoon. Eating ice cream at Mitchell's, keep not under fire from our children.
Keep a spoon in your glove compartment.
I feel like we sometimes have like 4 spoons in our ice cream, and I don't know where they appear from or why.
Knowing your children from the dirty spoon bin.
Yeah, probably.
They're just grabbing dirty spoons from the dirty spoon bin.
We just have spoons.
And Julia's just shoving dirty spoons into her mouth. All right.
Oh,
you want to do
sorry.
Your
I was rubbing my eyes. And on that note.
Can never get it right. Thank you so much for joining us, Ami.
Thank you for having me
again.
This
is fun. We'll have to see what the Milers think, but... a lot of people said they wanted you to come on
Everyone
as a regular.
Everyone said they wanted you to come back on.
Yeah. So every few weeks.
Yeah. So did you have another good experience on Proper Mileage? I cut you off before.
I loved it. It was great.
Yeah.
I really enjoy the podcast.
I'm sad
I
that we didn't get
on.
To our other thing, but maybe,
you know,
so,
whatever. We'll
yeah,
do it
so
next time.
So the next time Mommy comes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I already said it, so we can end.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye.